The Public News Service daily newscast for Thursday, March 7th, 2019. I'm Eric Tegedov. On our rundown today, the United States trade deficit reaches its highest level in history. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and needle exchanges more than double in Ohio. This and more coming up. The United States trade deficit increased to more than $890 billion last year, the biggest deficit in the country's history. The news comes as President Trump continues to negotiate with China in an escalating trade war between the two countries. Trump has decried the country's trade deficit in the past, but many economists say the $1.5 trillion tax cut, passed in 2017, has contributed to the gap. Experts say larger market forces are to blame as well, such as the global economic slowdown, alongside the strength of the U.S. dollar, which weakened overseas demand for American goods. Americans also bought more imported goods than ever in 2018. Supporters of adding an Equal Rights Amendment to the state constitution are planning a rally at the Minnesota Capitol on Friday, International Women's Day. Eric Galatis has more.
The Minnesota House is expected to vote today on a measure that would ultimately ask voters to approve an Equal Rights Amendment to the state's constitution on the November 2020 ballot. House File 13, sponsored by New Brighton Democrat Mary Kanesh Padin, states that equality under the law shall not be abridged or denied on account of gender. Ann Hill, with the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees, which supports the amendment, says the time to codify equal rights has arrived.
When women do better, the whole community does better. Everyone does better. And when women have opportunities, everybody gets more opportunities.
Similar proposals have died in previous sessions, but HF 13 has gained momentum under the new Democratic House majority. Supporters are planning a rally at the state capitol on Friday, International Women's Rights Day. Opponents of the ERA say an amendment is not necessary to guarantee equal rights, and some conservative groups claim it could create a right to abortion on demand and infringe on states' rights.
People with developmental disabilities are being encouraged to share their stories this month.
Every day, 7 million people with developmental disabilities work harder than many Americans to lead self-determined lives, and this is the month those hard-won efforts are recognized. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, highlighting the contributions people with disabilities are making in Iowa. That can often mean working and thriving in the community you call home, according to Brooke Lovelace with the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council.
We're all people first, and no matter what type of background or what type of abilities you do have, that's important to keep in mind, that we're people first before you can attribute anything else to a characteristic of the person.
More than 350,000 Iowans live with a developmental disability, which is defined as a condition developed before age 22 that can create limitations. The proclamation making March National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month was signed in 1987.
That was Roz Brown reporting. Murder rates for Native American women in some U.S. counties can be 10 times higher than the national average for all races, and South Dakota could become the next state to try and stem these tragedies. State Representative Tamara St. John is proposing a bill that would create a database to track this issue. She says incidents of violence and sex trafficking targeting Native women have been ignored for decades.
They are sisters, they're loved ones, they are somebody's daughter, they are important, they are everything but non-important.
In 2016, the National Crime Information Center reported nearly 6,000 cases of missing Native women and girls, but the U.S. Department of Justice was tracking only about 100 cases. A power plant outside of Louisville ranks among top 10 most polluted in the country for groundwater contamination by coal ash, according to a new report. Nadia Ramlagan has more.
Coal ash is the toxic leftover byproduct of burning coal, and coal plants produce millions of tons of it each year. The study by the Environmental Integrity Project and Earth Justice analyzed coal ash pollution data from 265 power plant sites across the country. Lisa Evans, senior counsel at Earth Justice, says many people are still unaware of the hazards of coal ash, which often ends up in ponds and landfills that can contaminate the water supply.
So coal ash contamination of groundwater is very dangerous because often these toxic contaminants like arsenic, you can't taste them, you can't see them. So these cancer-causing toxins can be in drinking water, and people near plants who rely on the groundwater for their drinking water can be impacted without even knowing it.
The report says 91% of coal-fired power plants in the U.S. have contaminated groundwater.
New research examines the much-needed growth of syringe service programs in Ohio and highlights the demand for continued support of them.
also known as needle exchanges. SSPs provide access to sterile needles and safe disposal of used needles to people who use injection drugs. Melissa Fetterman with the Center for Community Solutions explains these harm reduction programs reduce the spread of infectious diseases. She cites the success of the Cleveland program, which was Ohio's only needle exchange for 20 years.
So we haven't seen the spikes in hepatitis C and HIV in Cuyahoga County that we've seen around the state. But what we also know about the exchanges is that clients who use them are 5 times more likely to engage in treatment services than their counterparts.
The research shows there were only 6 established needle exchanges in Ohio prior to 2016, when the state legalized local syringe programs. 10 more have opened since then, and another 3 are in development or newly launching. Mary Sherman reporting.
I'm Eric Tegedoff, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.